for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
And Joey's Football Club, Paul Carson.
Hey, Carson, thanks for joining us after the game. I know it was a loss, but I know you can say it was a good loss, but in the end, the boys just didn't quite finish off the game. And as you know, they've got to take in the same attitude next week against North Shore. So just give us a brief summation of how you thought the game went.
Look, mixed emotions probably as I stand here now. The overriding emotion is probably really frustrated, to be honest. We thought we were in that game for a really large period of time, and one, probably didn't take some opportunities that we really had to take, and then others that we turned the footy over through the middle of the ground far too much, and boys probably just biting off too much, and good teams like Colac, you know, made us pay on numerous times, and I think we just went through a couple of those just then. But if we take our chances on a couple that were really gimmies and tidy up a couple of sort of ball movement skill errors or fundamentals or poor decisions probably in the end, we didn't feel like the scoreboard probably reflected the game. We didn't feel like that far away, but credit to Colac, of course, they're a good footy team. They'll make you pay.
Commiserations, Carso, but well done. I think most people who weren't St Joey's people were coming today thinking, including the man standing next to you, thought it was going to be a 10-goal victory for Colac. I just thought I'd throw that in with the rock dog right next to Carso. But inside the four walls, and obviously, you know, the boys had a crack for 3.5 quarters and were not far away. And I think Rowan McSparran just said then, and so did Liam McCarthy, actually, about the intensity around the ball was pretty good from your boys for most of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we did a lot right, and we were doing a lot right. Just some really basic mistakes, you know, really hurt us today. And that's what happens, I suppose, when you're playing the top teams. I think the good thing is that we played really good opposition, and it's good to play them round one because it probably irons out a few areas that we can improve on. And the good thing is we feel like they're really easy fix, and we'll be better for it. The frustrating part is that we felt like that game was probably up for grabs. And like you said, there wasn't many people in Geelong probably gave us a chance today. But internally, I thought we were a real sniff. And good thing is I don't feel like we're too far away today.
And I think obviously got players coming back, but the players that played today, Sam Clahesi was fantastic for you today. You must be so wrapped to be able to have young boys come in and do a role and play the way they did in against good teams.
100%. Sam's 19, 20 years of age, and he hasn't played footy for a month now because his last game was a pracky match at Werribee. He got concussion. So you're right. He had moments there where you thought, wow, this kid... He looks right at home. This level is definitely not above you. And he wasn't the only one. I thought Ben Clark down back looked right at home too for a 19-year-old kid in his first game. And the boys we brought in, Alderton, I thought, had a really good game also. I'm wrapped with the guys' efforts. That was evident. They didn't stop. They battled really hard. Just probably a little bit of fine-tuning is what hurt us in the end.
No such thing as an admirable loss, is there? So it's... Every loss hurts, that's for sure. Mate, I was going to ask you, obviously, you just touched on it briefly before and we sort of skipped over it, but I was going to ask you whether there was a moment in that last quarter where you thought there was a bit of a momentum shift, but you touched on it and you said that, you know, you turned the ball over a lot in the corridor. I think there was maybe two or three goals or at least three or four scoring shots from those turnovers in the corridor. It's one of those catch-22 ones, isn't it, where you sort of don't want them to go for it, but sometimes it's a bit of tempo footy at different times of the games as well, and that's something that I guess some players just have to learn when they got ball in hand, isn't it?
100%. And the thing is, and I was tiptoeing around it inside when I spoke to the boys, because I don't want to clip them too hard for taking these on, because essentially we've trained like that the whole summer and we want to take the footy through the corridor. However, there's times when you can and times when you can't. And the times we obviously, look, some of them were on. We just basically messed up the fundament, the kick, execution of it. But there was some definitely that just weren't there, and it was almost like we lacked confidence to get it forward at times, and we had 6-on-6 ahead of the footy, and the boys for some reason went away from what was really working for us early in the game or first half, where we were just giving good contest ahead of the footy and had good numbers at the fall, and we looked really dangerous at times. I thought there was patches I thought they can't actually go with us with a smallish forward line. Yeah, and for some reason, as the game sort of progressed, that we went away from a few of these things and they hurt in the end.
Do you think that you said that they looked up and there was, whilst there was six ahead of the ball, I felt that most of the times that was when we were kicking it into the breeze, or Joey's were kicking it into the breeze. Do you think that this wasn't that target coming at them, or do you just think it was just one of those things with decision making with ball in hand?
Yeah, a little bit of both maybe. I think Colac were able to generate an extra number around the stoppage, which I think threw the balance out a little bit. So we had an extra behind, which didn't really have any impact. They had an extra at the contest, which probably gave them a little bit more first look, or just looked a little bit neater around the contest, which in regard, I think when we went to go forward then, we were always really under the pressure. And look, there's a couple of new players in that forward line too that hadn't played with each other until today. So that... yeah, you know, there's probably still sorting out the chemistry there, and I think that what was evident is we lacked another marking option, and hopefully sort of a Paddy DeGrandy or an Ozzie Humphrey or someone like that next week really gives us another option there and gives the guys confidence to be able to kick it in forward and back their forwards in.
We were talking about that, car, so that just one more probably taller just to bring it to ground. You seem to have enough smalls around there. If you could just get the contest going with another tall, it might have just made a little bit of difference for you.
Oh, 100%.
You can hear it in his voice.
They're not sitting in the club rooms, though, are they?
It's an easy game, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's right.
Just get it in there, get some numbers to it, and let's kick goals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. It's easy from this box, too, let me
that's
tell
right,
you.
Absolutely, that's right.
Hey, Carso, just one thing. I'll tell you who I was really impressed with his endeavour today, particularly against Veal and Henry Walsh with Sharpie. Sharpie had a real good go today.
Absolutely, and I mentioned him in pre-game. I said... He did blow up towards the end, but he had a big workload. But when his energy was high, first half probably especially, he just battled, and he's still so raw.
Yep.
That's also his first senior game, and that's a pretty big initiation there with a couple of the probably the best rucks you'll find in the competition. But no, he did. He kept battling, and he's got a big heart. He did really well today.
Yep.
You're going to Lara tonight to have a look, or what's happening tonight? Because you play North Shore next week.
Is that tonight, is it?
5:30. You might go with Kirsch. He's going.
I'll give him a rundown.
He's getting a thermos. Kirsch is going for you by the sounds of it. He's going to give you a rundown. So you don't want to go home. Go in front of the fire, Carson. You'll be fine.
I think if I went home and said to my wife, hey, I'm going to go to Lara and watch Lara and North Shore, I'd be a single man tomorrow.
Well, get the report off Kirsch. Yeah, you've got North Shore next week. So another tough contest out there too.
Oh, 100%. I think they're all going to be tough contests. Yeah. And that's what's really frustrating. You could say if we bring that effort most weeks, we'll beat most teams. Mm. But that's the challenge, is being able to do that, I suppose, week in, week out. And with the young group, we know there's a bit of fluctuation in performance. But that's the positive, yeah. And I expect North Shore to be a really tough challenge next week, no doubt.
Last one from me, Carso. Yep. There's certainly more positives out of today's effort than there are anything else, I reckon.
Yep, I agree with you, mate. And it is mixed emotions, but if you said to me during the week, you know, we give them a push, we had nearly the same scoring shots, I believe. It's admirable, I agree, but that doesn't sit well with me as a coach.
That's right.
But lots of positives, new group. We could show glimpses of probably what we're trying to do and what we would look like, and I think there's enough there to think, you know what, if we get this right for longer periods and we bring back a little bit of depth through our midfield, which an A-grade midfielders, we feel like we're on the right track.
Yep. The how did the coach's box go without the rock dog in there today? Ooh. Was that okay?
Oh, yeah, no. We're one down in there.
I heard that's where you lost it. Yeah, from rock dog.
We definitely felt that today. we managed to fill the void. He leaves a big hole. He can't replace rock dog.
Well done. Carso, thanks so much for your time. And good luck next week against North Shore.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks to Paul Carson, the coach. Listen, Joey's Footy Club, always very good with his time. And
for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.